Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. First, though, I did want to clear up this number of eggs we need to eat in a day. Yesterday, I revealed, yes, I eat 5 eggs a day.
4 if the dog comes by and asks for one.
That's right.
Now, how do you apportion the dog's part of your meal?
I do this. I put 5 eggs in a bowl and beat them, and then I scramble them up, and by the time the dog wanders out, I put pretty much all the eggs on my plate, and then I scrape the very bottom of the bowl for the dogs, you know,
out of the
very bottom of the pan, you know. It's like just get it right off the skillet, and I mean, she gets a little. It's enough for about 1 egg.
That's what my dog gets, about 1 egg. She loves them when I make them.
But it's not the best part of the egg. It's not as fluffy as my part of the egg.
I see.
You know? But
does the animal get seasoned eggs? Salt, pepper?
No, I don't do anything to them. I just put them in a – I just beat them up, scramble them, eat them. I put salsa on
them. You got to.
I do. So that's – she doesn't get the salsa. But she loves it. I put it over top of her regular dog food, and she loves it. But so I try to let it cool a little bit for her, too, you know.
Me, too.
You
see the steam. You're like, I don't want you to burn your mouth.
Exactly. Well, so yesterday, Biggie, we'll let you play along. Kelly said that the average intake for him is, let's say, 4.5 eggs.
That's right. Per day.
Per day. Yeah. Biggie, what's yours per week per day?
Oh, no. I only do eggs maybe on a Saturday or a Sunday, and I'd say 2.
So you're eating at most 8 eggs a month.
At most, yeah.
And I'm eating 160.
I'm going to say that I would say that the experts would recommend somewhere in the middle, and I'm going to skew closer to Biggie's number.
Well, you're right on that, Chris. The American Heart Association has spoken up on this. I got conflicting reports on this.
Did they hear about this guy on the radio who's eating a dozen eggs every other day?
That's right. And they are predicting.
Let's just call it an even dozen.
Yep. Okay, yeah. All right.
Sure.
They say I'm due to have a stroke on Tuesday. All right, next week. At the current rate. The American Heart Association says 4 to 5 eggs per week is the max that you want to have, which is about 3/4 of an egg per day. And then they say, if you want more eggs than that, here's a great idea. Egg whites, no yolk. Yolk has the cholesterol.
Okay, so could you scramble yourself some egg whites?
You know, I could, but I have done that before where you buy those egg whites in a carton, and it's just not the same. I don't like them that much.
I don't think I've ever consumed an egg white. My brother used to have egg white omelets, the healthy one.
Yeah.
We'd salmon all the time.
Yeah. I've done that.
I just can't do it.
I've done egg white omelets. I just have to stop lying.
What do they taste like?
They're just not, no taste. I mean, no taste. And I don't love the texture either. Do you agree, Biggie?
Yeah, egg whites really don't have a taste. I've, done an egg white omelet.
Me too.
You got to add something to it at least.
A lot.
But you don't really scramble egg whites as a rule, right?
You can with that carton.
I thought you used to turn it into an omelet.
A lot of times. It's easier.
So you can put stuff in it.
You can, yeah. And but I've scrambled them before, but it doesn't have as good a consistency as with the yolk, you know. If I drown it in hot sauce or salsa, it might be good enough, but that gives you the protein without the cholesterol.
Our nurse practitioner who called yesterday, Kelly, during the egg segment suggested you switch over to a yogurt, a Chobani.
Yes, and I guess I'll look at that. I just have to go, yogurt, I don't like it unless it's got good, like sugar.
Sugar.
Stuff, you know, I like the fruit at the bottom, the really good.
What we found here is if one takes a step back, 1 month, one take a step back, and let's turn the calendar back one page.
Yes.
How many Bear Bells were you eating a day?
7.
And how many eggs you eating a day?
5.
What have we learned? You have no sense of...
I can't.
You have no self-control.
Right. I have no self-control.
What's that song you just played by Eric Carmen?
Make Me Lose Control.
That's you.
That's me.
You turn the radio up and you lose control.
The sweet sound and then...
Of an egg in a frying pan.
Yes. I lose control. These Bear Bells are so good, too. Man, I keep craving those, too. I can't even... When I go to the old Trading Post, I can't even go down the aisle with the Bear Bells. Because I know I would eat... I'd get a box of them. My friend Logan works there. I've gotten to know the people there sometimes. And Logan came over to me and said, here's one on the house last week.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, they're trying to get you back. That's what dealers do, man. You ain't been around for a while. They come back with a little taste.
Logan, I can't do it. They're like, oh, man,
it's just one.
This
one's
on me.
Yeah.
I had that thing eaten.
I mean, that is a straight dealer move.
I ate it before I was in my car.
Yeah.
Was there a new flavor or a sample or a classic?
It's my classic. He's like, this is your favorite, isn't it? That chocolate dough, chocolate dough. He's like, that's your favorite, right? I said, it is, but I really shouldn't. Mm-hmm. He's like, stick in your pocket.
At one point, did you think something called chocolate is bad for you?
It's got a lot of protein, though. It's got a lot of...
Right. Ask any addict, though. That is classic dealer move. As I've gone clean. I'm clean. Mm. They just stop by, check on you. Oh, oops, look what fell out of my pocket.
Yeah, you want a little taste?
Tell you what, why don't you just have it? Why don't you keep it?
You keep it.
He did. I was like, Logan, I appreciate it, but I really shouldn't. He's like, one won't hurt you. One won't hurt you. So I took it. Man, it was so good, too. And then I got back to... You know, I drove by Sheetz a couple of days later.
Yeah. They are the place.
They got a bunch.
Do they pack them with the candies?
They have
their own aisle?
They have their own aisle.
Section?
Yeah. It's sectioned off. They have like Clif Bars over there.
Oh, okay. Kind of okay.
Anthony, you're talking about eggs. American Heart Association says 4 to 5 a week. Go ahead.
Eggs are wonderful. That's why they call them the great, incredible, edible egg. Mm-hmm. The problem with eggs... They also feed the bacteria that's in your body, any bad bacteria. So if you're eating a lot of eggs, you have like an illness or stomach issues, gut health, you're actually feeding the enzymes that are actually hurting you, and you don't even realize it.
No, I would not realize that.
Huh.
Well, I have had a little stomach upset like yesterday. As Biggie was saying, you know, pretty gassy in the car, and then you get, like, I go off for the rest of my day, I get stomach rumblings. Maybe it's due to those eggs. Maybe that's it. No, too much of it.
They're combining with whatever's in your gut, your microbe.
Thank you, Anthony. And with the Bear Bells, of course, that had a laxative effect. It's printed on the label.
Yeah.
Laxative.
You didn't read the label.
Laxative effect.
You
know.
Just kept you just kept pooping.
Just kept eating them and wondering why I was
having... We had the sharding incident.
That's right.
I mean, that is clearly from those.
Yep.
And look, you still go back.
Pickleball shart. Mm-hmm. That was the night of the pickleball shart. And all the guys heard about that, by the way. And I haven't been invited back over there since.
If you do come back, will they start playing like the Jaws theme or Baby Shark?
They might.
When you walk up there, start singing that.
They might.
Like change your nickname to Cookies and Cream or something.
Mm-hmm. And you know.
That'd be you and your partner can change your name.
Yeah.
Cookies and Cream.
I'll let you guess which one I am. I'd rather not.
I really like that idea.
And you know, that was at a place here in town called Lake Jeanette. And I don't play there that much, but they invite me every so often, me and my partner, the Diesel. Well, after the sharding incident recently, that was about a month and a half ago. Well, about 2 weeks ago, Diesel says, am I going to see you at Lake Jeanette tonight? And I was like, I didn't get the text. And there he was like,
it's
awkward. You know, it's awkward. So. Here I go.
It's quite a faux pas.
Absolutely.
That's like saying, are you going to the party? What party?
Oh. Devastating, you know. It hurt. But it's because I sharted right there in court 3.
I guess we just have cookies tonight. Cream is banned.